Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to do that, and 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria
and Chris.
And we've been talking about a variety of subjects, mostly inflation and things of that nature, and you know, gold, silver, all of that great stuff. But there are other issues going on in the world, and one of those is whether or not code is protected by the First Amendment. And hasn't the Supreme Court at some point weighed in on this subject? Chris, I know you follow this a lot more closely than I do.
Oh, boy.
I'm just curious what the status is.
Well, let me read the story, because I think it's going to give us a little bit more background on this. And I think the answer to that is it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Okay.
Because I think what happened was there was something that occurred, and then it didn't actually go anywhere because the government backed down, something to that effect.
Okay.
So let's there's a historic case, basically, and it's going to get into that. So this this is for Marketplace, and it's why the First Amendment also protects code. So the First Amendment serves as a check on government intervention into our public expression through, for example, spoken or visually signed speech, writing, protesting, and coding languages like JavaScript, HTML, Python, and Perl. Computer code as free speech is a relatively new legal concept, but has a complicated history. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spoke with technology lawyer Kendra Albert, a clinical instructor at Harvard Law School's Cyber Law Clinic, about the history of code as protected expression. The following is an edited transcript of the conversation. So, let's see here. Kendra Albert says, the seminal case on this is the 1995 case. Yes, this is the big case. It's involving cryptocurrency, or not cryptocurrency, but
encryption,
cryptography.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Because it used to be illegal to export software or to allow somebody to download software from a server if it had what they would call like high-grade encryption, which just basically means it couldn't be broken easily.
The government, right.
Right, exactly, yep.
And the government made it illegal for the average person to buy or create or download software that allowed you to have secrets from the government.
Yeah, we say the government, but it's not necessarily just the government, potentially. If it's weak enough, then not only could the government potentially break it, but so could potentially another party. So they're basically saying it's illegal for you to allow anybody to have privacy or security. And again, this goes all the way back to 1995. So the internet was kind of new at that point, and it's, you know,
these things had to be hashed out, but it's amazing that the government even attempted to do something like this in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, they basically they would have liked to have outlawed encryption, would have come down to, but they were like, okay, well, we have our own, you know, banks, you know, online banking, all of that, you know, online ordering, you know, that was a huge market, and it was developing, and it's like, okay, well, we have to have some sort of encryption for that, so the seminal case on this is the 1995 case involving a cryptographer named Daniel Bernstein, who used the United States government for restrictions called export controls on encryption. And at the time, the United States made it illegal to export cryptography software. And it was regulated actually as a munition, like a weapon. Yes, you heard that right.
You could sell it within the U.S., but not outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So there was strong cryptography within the United States, okay? And this is kind of humorous because we're talking about, like, what's in every single web browser. We're talking about SSL, okay?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't just SSL, but this is...
Well, these things didn't exist back then. Not in 1995.
It's a good question. I'm trying to think when SSL actually came. It would have been about that time frame. Really? By 1997, for okay. sure. But yeah, it's a good question. Then. And certainly, within the time frame of the regulations, SSL did exist because they had an export version of your web browser and a non-export version for the U.S. market. So
insane. And they considered it, what did you say the terminology was, munitions?
Munition, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, encryption.
Yes, encryption was considered to be a munition. It sounds insane today, but this is what they said, and they basically just decided, well, some speech is potentially dangerous. You know, it's a security whatever.
Well, I mean, that's certainly true, right? Some speech could be dangerous, right? State secrets or whatever, but that doesn't mean that you should outlaw it.
Yeah.
You got to take the danger with you got to accept that as one of the just the realities of having free speech.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like there's for the little bit of bad that might occur as a result of free speech, there's far, far more good that comes as a result of having free speech.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to undermine all the good just because there's a few bad actors. And I think it's, you know, people often excuse, well, we have to have this law because, you know, or we can't have good things because, you know, there's these bad people out there. Well, no, you can accept that there's going to be some bad stuff happening in order to have all the good. So I think it's a very poor, you know, excuse as to why we need to have laws because there's some bad people out there. That's ridiculous.
Well, there's always going to be bad people out there, and the laws don't seem to do anything to stop the bad people out there.
No, of course not. They're reactionary. They're not,
yeah.
You know, they don't stop whatever bad is going to happen. All they can do is, like, try to scare people into being good, but it doesn't. Most people who are doing bad aren't thinking about the consequences of, you know, their actions anyway. So it doesn't even have the effect that the government, you know, tries to sell it to us as, you know, yeah.
I certainly don't want a more proactive police force out there attempting to prevent crimes before they occur. That's not what I want by any means. But the Netflix series Dahmer, which is some sort of series about the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, is popular right now. And, you know, murder was illegal at the time that he did all of that stuff that he did. Yep. The fact that it was illegal didn't stop him. And I don't know about you out there, but if murder was legal right now, I still wouldn't kill anyone.
It's, you know, it's disturbing, but at the same time, like, that case is particularly disturbing, right? But at the same time, if you start looking at, like, you know, the numbers, they're really, serial killers, they don't generally kill, at least the ones that get caught tend not to have actually killed that many people relative to the number of people the government kills, right, on a regular basis.
Well, sure.
And it just seems so absurd to be so focused or so freaked out by, you know, the random serial killer or the random murderer who, by the way, most murderers aren't serial killers. So it's not likely, even those who have committed murder, and I'm not just trying to justify murder here, but even those who have committed murder, if you didn't lock them up for the rest of their life, the chances of most of them committing murder again or a second time or a third time is still really, really small. That's not everybody. Obviously, there are some serial killers out there, but most people who commit murder are committing murder because, you know, some sort of relationship, you know, goes bad or something that's not likely to happen again or they're not likely to kill again. Even if they weren't imprisoned. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't be imprisoned, but,
right.
You know, it's just like one of these things. It's like our reactions to people doing bad things is often, it often doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, absolutely not. And, you know, the reaction isn't going to stop any of it. As we were saying, you know, the possibility of going to prison, it probably never even occurred to Jeffrey Dahmer or many of these other killers out there. That's not what they're thinking about when they commit these acts. They know that they don't need to get caught, but they probably either assume they're never going to get caught or it's just they don't care. They operate in this world where their moral code has already broken down and they just do whatever they want. Law isn't going to stop them, and law doesn't stop the average person. You know, again, it's murder could be legal right now, and I still wouldn't kill anyone, and almost everyone listening to me say this also would not kill anyone. anyone because we're not killers.
Most people aren't.
It's not the law that's stopping us. It's our own innate understanding of right and wrong. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, where you are invited to control the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Chris.
And I want to say thank you to Steve Lemansky. That is tonight's amplifier. That means Chris, that means Steve is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. If you value the show, if you like the ideas of Liberty reaching close to, well, we don't know the audience numbers, but it's on more than close to 200 radio stations on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of that great stuff, you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's the best way to help us reach a larger audience. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. It only takes $5 per month. That's what gets you in. Steve, however, is a gold-level member, which means that Steve is giving $10 per month. And we don't ask that again. It's just $5 per month. That's our Patreon over there at amps.freetalklive.com. Steve, thank you so much for your contributions, and we hope you are enjoying the show. Speaking of being a live call-in show where people can call in and talk about whatever they want, though, we do have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for your show. I just want to say that New Mexico has been ranked the number second for with the most harm done to another person. I did never know that they had a rating for that. I think it was announced like that.
I want to make sure I understand. New Mexico was rated as the second state on this ranking, the second one where there is the most violence done from one person to another, right?
Yeah, like namely, like murder. Like, yeah. Somebody killed somebody, that would count as harm done to another human being?
Well, I would say so.
Yeah, I would hope so.
So I think number one was, I think this is per capita. So Florida was number one, but we came in second because I think...
Well, congratulations. I don't have a silver medal for you.
Yeah, so but this is all including assault, attacks on bus drivers, like, and then rapes, and all of that.
Hold on, did this ranking specify attacks on bus drivers, or is that you specifying that, Sarah?
Well, no, I mean harm done to another person. In other words, if you beat up a security when you're robbing something, and then you like beat up a security guard.
I know what harm is. Thank you.
Yeah. So that, but I never knew that they had this kind of ranking. So it includes everything thrown in altogether, everything that's harm done to another person that has been recorded and collected.
So what do you think about this ranking, Sarah? Do you think we just need one more law to make it super illegal for people to inflict violence on one another?
Well, the thing is, New Mexico has been very... The criminals come here because of our lenient laws. For some reason, we're just easy with the criminals. The laws, they don't sentence them too much. And I'm thinking that my reasoning is because this state has been founded by a bunch of criminals, right? Originally. Look, you're laughing. Look, but I mean.
I don't know the history of New Mexico, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I mean, he's laughing, but there's some kind of truth to it. Now, our famous fugitive was Billy the Kid, but besides him, there was a slew of them. They would have gotten hung in the Carolinas and the 13 colonies that ran out here and established the state. So this was like the state that nobody wanted, nobody cared. So, and that's who established the law. And
you're doing a great job of selling the state, Sarah. I already want to move there.
I'm wondering, are you proud of this, Sarah?
Well, I mean, I'm not. I really don't like this at all. I don't. I want my death penalty back.
Good Lord, Sarah. We've been over this, though. If you have a death penalty, you know, some number of people are wrongfully convicted when they're actually innocent, right?
Look at our homicide rate.
Yes. But you remember this conversation, right, Sarah? Where some number of people in prison did not commit a crime. You remember that, right?
Okay, what about the innocent people that get murdered because they don't
you're,
have any
you're advocating
all?
You're literally advocating for innocent people to be murdered by the government, Sarah. I cannot believe that you give a damn about innocent people being murdered by the government when you're literally standing there saying that you don't care if innocent people get murdered by the government.
She's advocating violence.
Before, when we had the death penalty, there were maybe at the most 50 people getting murdered a year. Now we got 100 people. That's 50 more innocent people getting killed and murdered by murderers because they're fearless. They don't have
yes, Sarah,
fear.
But some of those people who get put on the death penalty, who get killed by the government because of the death penalty, some of those people are innocent and did not hurt anyone.
That's correct. I mean, but you know what? That's a minute sacrifice that we have to take.
So in order to keep innocent people, so in order to keep people, innocent people from being murdered, you have to murder innocent people? Sarah, are you insane?
That is not insane. Okay,
that is completely insane.
No, that's it. That's it. There's always going to be mistakes that people will always do. That's for sure, and that is really sad.
Sarah, would you like to be the first person to be executed under this new system that you're suggesting here?
No, but you have to be proven. I mean, they have to put you through it. They just don't grab anybody and charge you for a homicide.
But they can, and they do, and there have been countless examples of people who did not kill anyone who are in prison for murder, and people who were sentenced to death who did not kill anyone. Countless people. There's the Innocence Project, which evaluates DNA evidence to prove that a lot of these people who have been in prison for 20, 30 years were innocent.
A shocking number of people on death row are innocent, the percentage-wise. I forget what the number is, but it's really high.
But what do you think about our number second ranking with a homicide so high that we came in second with the most harm done to another human being because of I think we killed about 100.
You know what I think, Sarah? I think that violence is not going to put an end to violence, and that's ultimately what you're advocating. You think that the government should inflict violence on people, and somehow this is going to make people less violent. But it's not. It's just changing who the victims of violence are.
Yeah, it's one thing to defend yourself from violence by killing somebody, and it's a totally another matter to go after somebody who's already been arrested and kill them for what they did.
I cannot abide the death penalty there. And for Sarah to admit this, to pretend like she cares about innocent people getting murdered when she's sitting there acknowledging that, yes, if we have the death penalty, then innocent people will get killed by the government. Yet she pretends to care about innocent people getting murdered as she's advocating that innocent people should be murdered? It's completely insane. And I don't know how to reach her when she's that damaged as a human being that she could actually argue something so horrific, so immoral, and do it sincerely. She's not trolling. That's really what she believes. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People were able to get their fuel.
DeSantis again thanking all the volunteers for their help. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
With Aria and Chris on this Friday evening. And Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place. And from a fresh libertarian perspective, you can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Run by Ernie Hancock, I believe, who does the show Declare Your Independence. A great show is on the LRN.FM network. If you haven't checked it out, definitely do so. Let's keep going with the phones. However, we have Turd Ferguson on the line. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So the reason why I'm calling in tonight is because I actually wanted to talk about this total virtue signal that Joe Biden pulled yesterday. Where at the very last minute that he possibly could, so his party to try to reduce the chance of the shellacking that his party will take in the midterms, he disingenuously pardoned a bunch of marijuana offenders, which by the way I agree with, and I don't think that anybody should be in jail for this in the first place.
Oh, yeah, I had seen bits and pieces about that. I didn't follow it very closely, but I saw, I think, hundreds or maybe thousands of pardons. I don't remember the exact number, but it looked like a lot, right?
I think it was a lot, but I don't buy it. He didn't do it because it's the right thing to do, and because no politicians ever do anything because it's the right thing to do.
Sure.
He did it because the only chance he has left to not take the shellacking in the midterms is to try to motivate a bunch of young people who don't know any better about any other political issues besides these really super, like, surface-level social issues that, you know, their friends tell them are important. And if Joe Biden really cared about what he says he cares about, like letting people who committed these quote-unquote crimes out of jail, he would have done that years ago when he first became the president, and he's just now doing it? Like, what the hell? Like, if you really care so much about these people, why wouldn't you have just let them out of jail when you became the president? Like, why would you make them sit in jail for another 2 years for nothing? I mean, this is ridiculous. And by the way, this guy literally does everything by executive order, and he gave us all the littlest, smallest piece of nothing. Just as this virtue signal, what he should have done, if he really wanted to do the right thing, what he should have done is waved his executive order magic wand and said, all these drug laws are entirely unconstitutional. We should just completely legalize marijuana. I am creating an executive order right now based on the Interstate Commerce Clause that the federal government controls interstate commerce, and I am legalizing marijuana for everyone, including homegrown. If he really wanted to do the right thing, that's what he would have done. But instead, all he did, because he's a corporatist and because he's a piece of crap, is this virtue signal where he could just, like, let a couple thousand people out of jail and be like, and then all the young people in America be like, oh yeah, look how great I am. I'm the nicest president in the world. Dude, I hate this guy. I hate these politicians.
I think you got it right here going into the midterms. I mean, we're not even a month away from the election at this point. I mean, he could not have timed this in a less obvious way, right? Like, this is clearly done in order to get votes just in time for the midterm election, right? This is to motivate people who are anti-drug war and people who are on the left in particular to come out and vote for a president who otherwise isn't very interesting, or, I mean, to come out and vote for Democrats because he's not up for re-election yet.
You're giving him too much credit. It's not even that. It's just for the young people who are so dumb that they can't understand how the economy actually affects their lives, how all these regulations on the energy industry and these bullcrap climate change regulations, how they don't understand how they're destroying their lives. So what he does is he just does this nonsense, and then, like, and because the only people that he's fooling with this are these, like, little 18 and 19-year-old kids that, like, just figured out how to vote yesterday. And so, and this is just like this Uno wild card that he pulled out of his back pocket.
Yeah.
He's got nothing, dude.
But he did release, or he is releasing, rather. Well, he pardoned them, so presumably they're being released as we speak. He did pardon 6,500 people, and that's significant. It's not enough for me to vote for him because he didn't do this for moral reasons, obviously. He did this to help Democrats in the midterm elections.
And by the way, 6,500 people, that's actually not that much. I mean, if you want to talk about all the people that are actually in jail right now for not doing anything wrong, 6,500 is almost nothing. I mean, there are 350 million people in America, and I'm sure probably close to like one out of five of them actually smoke pot, and he couldn't give anybody anything real, so he does this. Oh, I'll let 6,500 people out of jail. I hate this guy, dude. This guy is a piece of crap.
Well, he can only pardon people who faced federal charges. He can't pardon people who violated state. Well, I guess he could, but he didn't.
Right. Yeah, that's because he's going to do the bare minimum and then expect a bunch of dumb 18-year-olds to come out and vote for him. But
that's a really good question. Why didn't he pardon, you know, people who were guilty of all simple marijuana possession? Because I can't imagine there are very many people who are in federal prison for simple marijuana possession.
It was weird too because it was only simple marijuana possession. If you were convicted of anything else, you weren't pardoned, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's not very many people. You're right about that, Turner.
I want to know how you end up in a federal prison over simple possession in the first place and only simple possession.
There's no simple possession. There are no simple possessions. No, he just let out a bunch of drug dealers, probably like high-end drug dealers that actually murdered people that happened to have marijuana on them. So actually, probably, if anything, you probably did a net negative for society. But this guy is just such a virtue signaler, and he just screws up at every turn. So he just uses this as an Uno wild card, and it's just total nonsense. And, yeah, that's all I got. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. It's an interesting topic, and, you know, I hadn't paid any attention to it prior to this exact moment, but I'm surprised seeing this here that, you know, there are 6,500 people nationwide who are in federal prison for simple marijuana possession. I would expect them to be in federal prison for something more significant.
It does seem a little messed up, and it does beg the question of how did they end up there in the first place over simple possession. The only thing I can think of is these are the people who, you know, maybe didn't take a plea deal, or, you know, and they were being pressed to testify against somebody who, you know, was, you know, maybe the government was trying to go after, you know, for something more significant.
But aren't these, wouldn't all of these be state matters? How does the federal government end up getting jurisdiction over something like this in the first place?
There's a federal law on it,
I suppose.
And their argument is, and I don't agree with this, but their argument is it affects interstate commerce. And their, I don't know if you recall what the details of it, like the justification for restricting marijuana is, but it's effectively, it affects interstate commerce. It would also affect what they claim is something to the effect of, even if you grow marijuana, right, for yourself and only yourself, and you never sell it or distribute it, you're still affecting the price interstate, and therefore they can charge you with simple possession.
Well, you're affecting the value of, you know, Cheetos or whatever you get when you're high and you have the munchies.
Yes. Yes, but this is exactly the point. It's absolutely insane. But because if you didn't grow it, the assumption is that you would then go out and buy it, and that would thus affect the market, and that would then somehow affect it interstate.
But it's illegal for you to go out and buy it, right? So they're protecting the illegal interstate market?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And I'm surprised to hear that this blanket pardon included 6,500 people. That seems like a high number. But, I mean, I can't say it's a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'm glad Biden did it. I just wish he had done it for the right reasons instead of doing it to help Democrats in the midterm elections. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and if you haven't already, you should be getting your Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets because it's going to sell out, I suspect. It sold out 2 years in a row, and I suspect it will sell out again for a third year. And the Forkfest is moving to in front of the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, which means it's starting on, I think, June the 15th. Through June the 18th. I think those are the dates. I don't actually have them in front of me because you're bold of you to presume that I'm good at my job. It is June the 15th through the 18th, though. And that's at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's no ticket for Forkfest, so you don't have to worry about it selling out. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, motel room, or RV site with Rogers Campground from June the 15th through the 18th, and that gets you in. So if you don't have tickets to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can still come to Forkfest in theory. I imagine if Rogers Campground sells out that for Forkfest, that they will just let you know when you attempt to, you know, reserve your site. But check it out, Forkfest.party. It's the pre-party to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, sort of. It's a more laid-back, more chilled, less organized environment. It's a lot of fun. Come hang out with us at forkfest.party. That's the unofficial website. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Mortified Penguin on the line. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in and talk a little bit about political theory, basically the concept of federalism. And, you know, just to refresh here for the listeners, you know, federalism is when the states basically have, the political questions are reserved mostly for the states, kind of as mostly intended by the Constitution, and the states have more purview of the laws and regulations of the land. And it's as opposed to, and this is kind of confusing because of the name, basically something very similar to what Chris was talking about, which is kind of when they relitigated the whole constitutional system by one of the main things anyway was we mentioned interstate commerce, where everything is basically under the purview of the federal government because interstate commerce is redefined to mean basically, you know, anything you do that has, can have any possible effect on the nation and interstate commerce between states is now purview of the federal government. And they said, well, that just means everything can be under the federal government, which is kind of a ridiculous system. Like, the system was kind of made with a point. So libertarians like to argue, you know, federalism, or would you have something like where, what if the federal government, you know, protects the right to abortion or makes weed legal, even though some states make it illegal. I'm not sure what would happen in that case. Well, there's some questions when you
well, the federal government wouldn't make weed legal. It would repeal the federal prohibitions on marijuana consumption and growing and selling and all of that. But that wouldn't prevent any states from making it illegal. And I suspect some of them would, like Mississippi and Tennessee and some of these Christian states, these Republican states, almost certainly would make marijuana illegal. And there's nothing preventing them from doing that. Just because the federal government hasn't made something illegal doesn't mean the states can't.
Yeah, and there's some pros and cons here. So, like, the pros, you know, more people might have be able to have their say. The states might be different, and they may compete for different people, and people can move maybe to their state of their choice. And the states could, people in, existing in the states could advocate for laws that are more, you know, suitable to their interests. The cons, though, on the other hand, is there's not going to be a national divorce. There's not going to be anything close to that because, you know, the political divides are a lot more complicated. They're, it's urban, rural. Every state has red and blue leaning people and liberal and more conservative people and religious and non and such. So,
well, I mean, if
you're not going to get a clean break.
If people actually followed the Constitution and there was a classical liberal government that, you know, was restrained and, you know, just actually followed the Constitution and hadn't reinterpreted the Interstate Commerce Clause to basically mean everything, then the need for a national divorce wouldn't be as big a deal because the economy would be stronger. And if someone wasn't happy in whatever state they were in, they could easily just pick up and move to another state, one that better suited their interests, their goals, and their desires. That's just not the way things are. We are extremely divided. The federal government is extremely... The national divorce isn't because New Hampshire wants to get away from Vermont or California or any of these others. It's because the state of New Hampshire wants to get away from the federal government,
yep,
which is its own distinct thing. It's not the other states that we have an issue with. It's the federal government that is the issue.
Sure. And you know, the states are fairly big units. And in the original system, the states had all sorts of powers, whatever powers they want to give themselves. They've moderated that a little bit, but what I've come down to is basically this. You know, I don't, if you're a libertarian, you don't necessarily want closer and more effective government on you, because it can also often be way more harsh, and the states are plenty powerful in the governmental powers they wield. Most of the powers that you interact with, even now, it's iffy, but you still have a lot of state government policing your power. It's called the police power effect. But what I come down to this, if you're going
I've
to
I've never
have
heard of the police power.
Well, it's the power of the states to basically pass laws and regulate people's lives, and that's basically originally supposed to be the power of the states, and the federal government has, of course, inserted itself there. But what I've basically come down to, just to make my point...
Well, states had constitutions as well. So, I mean, in theory, yeah, if the federal government had followed its constitution and the states had followed theirs, there wouldn't be so many of these laws in the first place. So it wouldn't be as oppressive.
States definitely have a lot of power over the individual, whether or not the federal government, you know, independent of the federal government.
Right.
Yeah. But basically, I'm going to say this. If you're going to have a liberal democracy, if you're going to have this kind of system... It really comes down to a very simple question. There's a lot more pros and cons that I could go, and it's a very tough thing. But when it comes down to it, it's just too big of a political unit. 350 million people, this huge continent. It's a continent-sized country. It's just too big of a scale to run this kind of liberal democratic system. Even the states are pretty big. The states are plenty big enough to be their own independent state, as they were, which they were intended to be. And we cannot just run a liberal democracy of this size. It doesn't scale up. It doesn't scale up to a state, probably most of the big states. But it certainly doesn't scale up to this giant morass that, where we can't get along on anything.
Well, I mean, certainly. And the idea as a whole was always flawed, as far as I can tell, because there's always going to be disagreement, right? And what the federal government does, or what the existence of any government does, is it takes people who disagree and it makes one of them miserable, right? whether you do it at the city level or the state level. This is why I'm an anarchist and not a statist or whatever terminology, or federalist or whatever you would like, or a countyist or a cityist or whatever, because any time you have a government, it doesn't matter what level you do it at, you're going to have half of the population utilizing that apparatus, the state apparatus, to make the other half miserable.
Yeah, this is a problem with democracy. You know, it's kind of an interesting situation. I don't know that another form of government, I guess, is necessarily better, but at the same time, it's not like democracy has worked that great for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much tonight for the call, Penguin. I think it was Winston Churchill who said that democracy is the worst form of government that we've tried yet, except for all of the others that we've tried. And, I mean, that's painfully true. Government is evil. It's a flawed idea. It doesn't matter what iteration or what mechanism we use to make the government happen. It's always going to be flawed because the idea itself is flawed. That we need some institution, some central authority to tell person A that they have to do what person B wants. It's a terrible idea from the beginning, whether you're a conservative or a liberal.
What is it? Democracy is sort of like the survival of the fittest, right? Whoever can garner more power is the person who dictates.
It's ultimately just a matter of who has the power, and they're the ones who determine what is and isn't right. They're the one, and that's screwed up.
And it's not even. And the crazy thing is, it's not just necessarily even the majority. It's a minority that influences the majority, and so it's so twisted. It's like it's not even like it's benefiting the majority because it's the majority don't really. We don't really have as a majority or a population, we don't really have a good way of figuring out, who's going to do what, right? They're all liars, right? I mean, it's like...
We definitely don't have a consensus on what the majority is or what they think or whatever. Everyone seems to think they're the majority or they're in the majority. Like, the majority of people agree
I'm
with me.
I'm definitely not in the majority.
No, but I mean... No,
most people do.
We
you're
are
right. You're
not.
Right.
But most people think they are, and that therefore anything that they want should be allowable, should be law or whatever. I disagree. You can chat with us about it in the meantime on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com. We're back same time tomorrow. That's social.freetalklive.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.